once a land of no fear, a people proud and free. No dark infringed upon their lands, a bright light in dark seas. The warrior ruled his people, he kept them safe from dread. And by strength and honor now, a crown upon his head. Now such changes time has passed, besets up our green land. And now the power passed on to us lies in the traitor's hands. Instead of pride, they teach our men the ways of cowardice. And if the spark of pride escapes, they cast it to the pits. Pride that's locked up in our hearts, though chained it has not died. One day, though we know not when, to freedom we shall ride.
Broadcasting Network, second hour. So I wanted to get into something that I heard today. Now, many of you know who this guy Russell Bentley is. He lives over there in Donetsk. He's been on rents for years, right? And I can't remember, you know, I don't know how long ago it was that rents started interviewing him. A lot of the stuff when the Ukraine stuff really started, I mean, this was a few years ago, but he was on with Susan Lindauer today, the Covert Report, with, and Scott Bennett was riding shotgun with her. Now, I've been on a broadcast with Scott Bennett and Dr. Fetzer before, and he said something in, it was really crazy, you know. He came right out with it. And Mr. Producer, if you want to get clip two ready. Now, this is the archive from over there, Truth Frequency, where this show was today. I was listening to a bit of it. And it's pretty crazy. So let's just listen to it for a little bit, and you guys, you know, because he's been very pro-Russian, and, I mean, if you listen to this whole interview, he constantly is talking about the Nazis in the Ukraine, the Nazis, the neo-Nazis, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, dude, unfortunately, a bunch of guys that are pro-white, or you could say, or National Social, or whatever, are caught up in this, some of this Svoboda stuff and the Azov stuff and so forth. But it's all being managed by Jews. Zelensky's a Jew. Victoria Nuland is a Jew from the Kagan family, the Kagan family, which is the Caesar of the Khazars. The word Kagan or Kagan, I went through this years ago, that is the potentate of the Khazarian Empire. Robert Kagan, all these Kagans, the first family of neoconservatism here in the United States, 9/11 plotters. But Victoria Nuland and Zelensky, all these Jews are running the whole damn operation in the Ukraine. So he never mentions any of this. Oh, it's all just Nazis. And then Bennett and Lindauer talk about what a great patriot the guy is, a great American patriot, and he's a citizen of Donetsk, People's Republic. Isn't it weird that they would name these People's Republics if they were not like Marxists? People's Republic of China, the DPRK, the People's Republic of Korea, the Jong family, the Jong-uns and Ills. Let's listen to clip two. Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Covert Report with Susan Lindauer. We've got Russell Bentley on with us today for the first hour. And Scott Bennett, you were just saying right before the break, you were talking about the joy of the people, the excitement of the people in carrying out this election.
Yeah, I mean, it's always an honor to listen and talk with Russell and yourself, of course, Susan. Russell's a true hero and the greatest expression of what a real American man is, what a real American soldier is. And he is liberating the oppressed. He is representing the best of what America really is, not what we've been deformed into by this monstrosity of liberal leftist wokeism and every perversion for the last 22 years. But when I see
now, may I interrupt you right there?
Certainly.
Russell has been at great pains to say that he is married to, he is now a citizen of the Donetsk Republic. And he is, Russell, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm also a citizen of Russia and the DPR.
Okay, so you are a citizen, you are married, do you have children, I believe, over there? You have family,
we're waiting
you have
till
built
the end of
a
the
life.
War, and they have a bunch of them.
Okay, you're waiting to the end of the war, but you're married, you have a passport. You are this. That is your life. You are no longer an American citizen.
Well,
you're
not
a mercenary. You're not a. You're not a soldier.
And I want to get back to what Scott was saying, and I want to thank him for what he said before about me. And I want to say, Scott, that you and Susan are both real patriots too. You're real soldiers too, who fights the information war, fights for the future of humanity. So both of you guys. You know, I have equal respect for you guys as I have for any of my brothers and comrades that are serving on the front, you know, in the military war. But I consider myself still to be a patriotic American because I consider myself an internationalist. I mean, I am a communist, you know, so my goal is to make a better world for everybody in this world, regardless of their sex, regardless of their nationality, regardless of their race, regardless of anything. I want to make a better world for everybody in it equally. You know, so when I got tired, I got embarrassed, I got ashamed, I got angry about what the United States has done pretty much my whole life. I was born in 1960. I grew up during the Vietnam War.
Pause you know, right I saw there, Mr. Producer. Now, look. I'm ashamed of a lot of the crap the United States has done over these years with our shadow government, all the gangsters, Jewish mobsters, money changers, and thugs from basically the Vatican II Church that are, you know, the Pelosi's, the Tip O'Neill's, the Boehner's, the Paul Ryan's, and the rest of them. But I'm not going to embrace communism to be my ideology. The guy's a communist. He's told you that. And I'm going to let a little bit more of it play. But then he talks about the Great Red Army coming. And he basically blames the National Socialists, the Nazis, for doing the Holodomor and not Stalin. It's crazy in this program. Go ahead and play a little bit more.
When Grenada happened, I almost ended up going there. I saw, you know, Afghanistan, I saw Iraq, I saw Yugoslavia, I saw Syria, I saw Libya. And then when I saw it starting to happen in Ukraine, you know, I just had enough. I said, you know, and what I've said since 2015 is this. Who defends Donbass defends Russia, and who defends Russia defends the future of humanity and the
Amen.
World.
Amen.
That's what I'm doing.
Well, that's, you know, that's what I see, too, is the joy, as I was saying, Susan, before the break, there's such joy, there's such release, there's such celebration and tearful relief. I mean, overwhelming emotional, tearful joy in the people as they vote and regain and rejoin Russia. They know their lives are now going to be spared and protected. They are no longer going to be subjected to these vicious, homicidal, monster Nazis with all of their tortures and rapes and pillages and stealing young girls from villages and raping them and killing them, doing all sorts of monstrous acts that we won't graphically entertain here, but you can see on RT's got some wonderful documentaries on just what these
and all of which exactly you're exactly right there, Scott. All those things have happened, you know, massively under the areas that are under the Ukrainian Nazi control.
And this is the turning point, not only for these regions as they are protected under Russia, as these lands once again become part of Russia, and all of the people in Russia celebrate and rejoice with them in this. It truly is a wonderful moment. But I think it also sets in motion the domino effect that needs to happen, which is all of these countries, wherever they are, and these peoples and cultures that have been fractured and divided and their borders drawn by the French and the British and the Germans since, you know, the 17, 18, 1900s, all of that needs to be completely overturned, like Christ in the temple, overturning the temples, overturning
Amen, brother.
Borders and overturning these controls that have been put on them. So it really seems to be the dike is breaking. Ukraine is the first stone with the return of these areas to Russia. And I think it's going to set in motion a sense of liberty that all these other countries may follow suit. I could see the end of the European Union and NATO as a result of this trickle effect. And all these countries that are now looking at themselves going, what the heck did we just do? We've stopped Russian oil and gas. What's that going to do to our European people in Germany and Britain and elsewhere? They're going to freeze, they're going to starve, and then they're going to get angry and they're going to kill all the politicians who did this to them.
Okay, now Scott, I want to we only have Russell for another 20 minutes, I think, so I want to come I want to come back to the referendum, and how is that going this weekend? Because it's 4 days of voting. Mm-hmm. How is the voting? How is the turnout? And Russell, great. if you can let stay the full 2 hours, I'd love it. But tell us what's happening with the referendum right now.
Okay. Yes, I can stick around, Susan. This is
excellent.
This is history making stuff, and it's worth postponing my dinner for, so I don't mind at all. Listen, it's going great here. It started yesterday. There's public polling places, and there's also people, because you have to understand that the Ukrainian Nazis, on the orders of the American Nazis, with American and European weapons, have been bombing the hell out of the center of Donetsk City for months now. And I'm talking about...
Now, the American Nazis, the Ukrainian Nazis, it's all Ashkenazis. It's all Jewish crap. And they're blaming... You're blaming these the Nazi stuff on... Here, look. This is historyreview.best. Photos and article, Evil Jew Messiah Mendel Schneerson on his plans for destroying Ukraine. I read part of this before, and I'm going to read a little different part of it now. Okay? So look, you've got these Jews. They are liquidating the Ukrainian people by having the Russians kick the crap out of them. They're doing operations, probably secret police operations within all the Ukraine, doing this to their people. And they've got the European Union, stirring the pot with Russia, and now Russia's turning the gas off to the European Union. So now the white people in Europe and all the goofy refugees that brought their ass up there, they're all going to freeze. So this is that war on whites that the rabbi in 52 was talking about. But let me read a little bit of freaking Schneerson's crap. So this is him talking. Our special tactics to combat Slavs is a secret knowledge. Now, the Slavs is the Ukrainians and the Russians because of its exclusivity limited to the God's chosen people. The main weapon of struggle we will direct against the Slavs, except for renegades, married, quote-unquote, with the Jews by common interest. That's your Azovs and these guys that got sucked into this, your Svoboda, your right sector guys. They're getting sucked into this, and they don't realize that there's a freaking managerial structure above them that's using them right now, which they're going to liquidate them later when they're done with them. All right? True, all those married to us will be withdrawn from our society once we use them for our own purposes, okay? So all the Nazis that everybody in the alternative media is whining about, they're all cannon fodder for the Ashkenazi thugs running this operation, Newland and Zelensky and the rest of these Jewish mobsters. Yatsda, Yid, all these people from over there. Slavs, and among them, Russians, are the most unbending people in the world. Slavs are unbending as a result of their psychological and intellectual abilities, created by many generations of ancestors. It is impossible to alter these genes. Slav Russian can be destroyed but never conquered. This is why this seed is subject to liquidation, and at first, a sharp reduction in their numbers. What are we watching happening right here, folks? Chabad leader Menachem Mendel Schneerson, the 7th Lubavitcher Rebbe, Dnipropetrovsk in Ukraine is often called the city of the Rebbe. This is where he spent his teenage years. Our methods of conquest will not at all be military, but ideological and economic, with the use of power structures armed with the most modern types of armament for the physical suppression of revolt with even greater ferocity than was done in October. It says 1993 with gunning of the Supreme Council of Soviet Russia. First of all, we will divide the Slavic nations of 300 million, half of them Russians, into the small countries with weak and severed connections. For this, we will use our old method, divide and conquer. We will try to pit these countries against each other and suck them into civil wars for the sake of mutual destruction. Oh, Russia and the Ukraine. Isn't that amazing? The Ukrainians would think they are fighting against expansionist Russia and struggling for their independence. They will think that they have finally gained their freedom while they become fully subdued by us. Look at all the Ukrainian refugees that have had to leave. And who do you think's coming in to snatch up ancient Khazaria? Do you want one guess or two? The same will be thought by Russians, as though they defend their national interest to return their lands illegally taken from them, and so on. We will do all of this under the guise of different sovereignties. Yeah, the Zio thugs surrounding Biden, all the Jews in that administration, Jewish top-down, Ron Klain. I mean, do I got to name them all? Blinken, Garland. I mean, the whole thing's Jewish. The whole Democratic Party structure is Jewish. And they got their Shabbos goy, Schwarzes, and so forth to kind of make it look like it's a melting pot over there at the DNC. No, it's the JNC is what it is. At the same time, we will not give either party any self-determination based on the national values and traditions. In this war of fools, the Slavic moronic herd will be weakened itself and strengthening us, the main controllers of the chaos, pretending to stand aside, not only without participating in the bloody events, but also without involvement. Moreover, we will fully protect ourselves. In the consciousness of the Slavic fools, we will lay such stereotypes of thinking in which the word anti-Semite would become the most terrible word. The word Jew would be pronounced in a whisper. We will scare the cattle with several court cases and other methods. Frightening movies such as The Revenge of the Israeli Mossad Super Spies for Killing of Jews. We will frighten the cattle so bad not a single hair will fall from the head of a Jew, while the Slavs will be shot in packs, destroyed by thousands on the borders where the Jews do not serve in peacekeeping forces, via terrorist attacks and via criminal and professional killing. Dumb Slavic people do not realize that the worst fascists are those who never and in no place proclaim fascism aloud, but instead organize it all supposedly according to the most democratic standards. On the contrary, we will make the very word fascist a dirty word. Everyone be scared that we will stick this label to him. We know very well that nationalism strengthens a nation, making it strong. The slogan of internationalism is outdated and no longer works as before. We will replace it with the universal human values, which is the same thing. So this, it sounds like this Bentley guy's caught up into some stuff here. He's not looking at the Jewish, let's just say, superstructure over what's happening here. We will not allow any nationalism to evolve, and we will destroy by fire and sword all those nationalist movements that seek to lead people out of our dictate, as it is done in Georgia, Armenia, and Serbia. Instead, we will ensure the full prosperity of our nationalism, Zionism, and more precisely, Jewish fascism, which in its secrecy and power is super fascism. It is not for nothing that in 1975, the UN General Assembly adopted a resolution which defined Zionism as the most blatant form of racism and racial discrimination, but repealed this resolution in 1992 because of our triumphant march across the planet. We have made the UN a weapon for our goals of seizing power over all kingdoms and nations. We will deprive the population of the Slavs of their national elite, which is the one that determines the development events and the progress of the country and ultimately the whole course of history. To do this, we will lower their level of education. They're doing that to us too, as you can see. In the next 5 years, we will close half of their universities, and it is us who will get educated at the other half. We will allow the Armenians there, the Chechens, Gypsies, and others. We will work to ensure that the governments of the Slavic countries would contain as little as possible of the indigenous peoples who will be replaced by our Jewish elite. In the mass media, radio, television, press, art, literature, theater, cinema, we will gradually push out national staff and replace them with our staff, or in extreme cases, the cosmopolitan staff. How do you like the cosmopolitan juggernaut going over the United States right now? We will undertake the reform in education and limit the teaching of subjects that strengthen and systematize the thought process in the left and the right brain hemispheres. Yeah, you could take some the Taylor Swift classes in college. As for the history, there is nothing to say. We will give our own history to the cattle and show that the entire human evolution was moving towards the recognition of God's chosen nation of Jews to be masters over the entire world. Instead of national values, we will give you a balalaika patriotism and drunken tears. Our goal is to replace the Slavic elite with our own elite. We will not allow the development of science in Slavic countries. A core of scientists will consist of our people. We will, you know, and this corrupt the youth and make them perverts, and you win the nation. This is our motto. We will deprive your community of young people, degrading it with sex, rock music, violence, alcohol, smoking, drugs. That is, we will deprive your society of the future. We will strike at the family, destroying it. We will reduce the birth rate. Hitler was a stupid boy. He acted directly and openly, and it was an extremely hard work to do, to burn, shoot, to bury millions, and the like. He left bloody footprints. We act more cleverly. We will leave no traces. Reduce a birth rate by at least half, and you will be killing 2 to 3 million Russians a year without any physical effort. There's no need for ovens, ammunition, graves. There's no traces, not born. No one is guilty. We will create the conditions for life for criminals better than for the working cattle. What are we seeing right now here? That the life for conditions for the life of criminals better for the working cattle. No cash bail. Book and release them. Second degree murder over in Illinois starting January 1st. Just book and release them. Aggravated robbery. Home invasion. Whatever. We will be releasing criminals from prisons so that there will be more murders, robberies, instability. Amnesty will apply only to thieves and murderers. In short, all but those convicted for inciting ethnic hatred, which is, in fact, the law against anti-Semitism. We will sow fear among the people. Cattle will fear for their lives, which will be worth nothing. They will fear for the workplace that could be taken away at any moment. They will fear for the future of there. We shall govern by fear. These grandiose goals will be implemented in several stages. Already 85% of the continental shelf of the Arctic Ocean ended up in our hands, thanks to confusing agreements signed under Gorbachev and Yeltsin and that are not explained to the people. Already 500,000 Armenians reside in southern Russia. This is our outpost. At first, for the purpose of deceit, we will declare the Armenian Republic in Kuban, then driving away the Cossacks, we will convert it into Khazaria, Israel. What will help us is that the Cossacks are constantly drunk, love power, and are ready to fight each other for this power. However, there is still a structured organization, the Orthodox clergy, and you're talking about Orthodox Christians, not Jews. We will send their numbers of our Jewish clergy who will become Russian Orthodox priests. Talmud permits them to perform the rituals of other religions, keep intact their Judaism deep inside. We will bribe the rest of them, and we will destroy those who do not succumb to us. Russians no longer have any more or less organized structures, and cattle cannot unite and establish them because Russian cattle already become drunkards and not degraded as incapable of structuring. And this goes on. Looking back in history, it must be admitted that these lands are the ancient ancestral lands of the Jewish Khazaria, that is Israel, captured by Kiev's Rus in the 10th century. The Slavs are temporary guests on these lands and are subject to eviction. We will return this territory and build the great Khazaria, the Jewish state, on these fertile lands the same way as 50 years ago we created Israel, squeezing the Palestinians out. Israelis will partially relocate there and will drive the Slavic cattle out far to the north, beyond Moscow. There will be a small northern territory, a reservation with a compact population, a reservation like Indian reservations in America. I hope you absorbed those concepts. I skipped over this, but you can find this on historyreviewed.best. Okay, and then you find there's a lot of awesome, crazy stuff on this website all about, you know, anywhere. I mean, it's nuts. But this one's the evil Jew Messiah Menachem Mendel Schneerson on his plans for destroying Ukraine. I know we're coming up on break, but I wanted to get that one in. That one's just, It's just so covers exactly what we're seeing, and it's the way it's playing out. Now, is it exact? No, but the macro vision of that plan is now coming to fruition. You're talking 38 years later. These people, they plan and they stick to the plan, and it's generational. You know, there's a lot of generational, you know, stuff, but, you know, China's plans are like this as well. Long range. But what we're witnessing right now is it's a bloodbath, and unfortunately there's a lot of people that are caught up, and unfortunately, communism is Jewish, and it's not the way out. Okay, now laissez-faire capitalism and corporations and all that corporate law, yeah, that's Jewish too. So we've got to find some way forward that, you know, keeps this gang out from the levers of power, or we're going to stay slaves. All right, we'll see you guys on the other side.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
half hour of the broadcast coming your way. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Dostoevsky from 1873. Prophetic passage. Their kingdom is at hand. Their perfect kingdom. The triumph of those ideas is approaching, in the presence of which the sentiments of humanity are mute. The thirst for truth, the Christian and national feelings, and even the common pride of the peoples of Europe. That which is coming, on the contrary, is materialism, the blind and grasping appetite for personal material well-being, the thirst for the accumulation of money by any means. That is all which is regarded as a higher aim, such as reason, such as liberty, instead of the Christian ideal of salvation by the sole means of the close moral and brotherly union between men. People will laugh at this and say that it does not in the least proceed from the Jews. Was the late James de Rothschild of Paris a bad man? We are speaking about Judaism and the Jewish idea, which has monopolized the whole world, instead of defective Christianity. A thing that will come about, which nobody can yet even imagine. All this parliamentarianism, these theories regarding the community, which are believed in today, these accumulations of wealth, the banks, science, all that will collapse in the winkling of an eye and without leaving a trace behind, except the Jews, however, who will know then what they have to do, so that even this will be for their gain. All this is near, close by. Yes, Europe is on the eve of collapse, a universal, terrible, and general collapse. To me, Bismarck, Beaconsfield, the French Republic, Gambetta, and others are only appearances. Their master, who is the same for everyone else and for the whole of Europe, is the Jew and his bank. We shall still see the day when he shall pronounce his veto, and Bismarck will unexpectedly be swept away like a piece of straw. Judaism and the banks now reign over all, as much over Europe as over education, the whole of civilization, and socialism, especially over socialism. For with its help, Judaism will root out Christianity and destroy Christian culture. And if nothing but anarchy results, the Jew will be found, directing all. For although preaching socialism, he will remain nevertheless in his capacity of Jew, along with the brothers of his race, outside socialism. And when all the substance of Europe has been pillaged, only the Jewish bank will subsist. Pretty freaking awesome, huh? 1873, Dostoevsky. Let's see. We got Fred in Michigan. Fred, try to be brief. I got a bunch to try to cover for the end of the broadcast, but go ahead.
Okay, so we're into Rosh Hashanah. I happen to spy on BitChute, End Times Watchman. Mm-hmm. This guy's really pretty awesome. This particular presentation entitled The Cultural Genocide of Christianity, Synagogue of Satan Protocol. To usher in their Antichrist.
Yeah.
Man, it what he does is he cites prominent rabbis and scholars of today and yesteryears,
yeah,
and their scholarship addressing blood sacrifices on their high holy days, the banking system, etc. Mm-hmm. I also finally did recover this presentation. It's a fast-paced compilation of the Holocaust debunkers. Zundel, Sylvia Stoltz was Zundel's lawyer, and mm-hmm. Horst Mueller. And Horst Mueller was given either 11 or 13 years for proving the Holocaust big lies. And then, believe it or not, Canadian Broadcast Corporation interviewed the executive director of the JDL, Meyer Weinstein, some young voodoo jukesy punk This is like 2002, I think. And because he declared that they firebombed Ernst Zundel's house. And that was like 96. Totally burned it down. They gleefully, he declared responsibility. And the CBC broadcaster says, well, have you been charged with anything? And he said, no, Ernst Zundel is an imminent, huge threat to Canadian national security. Okay. And then it goes on to Michael Jackson and others. Jackson, I never heard this. Jackson really condemned his Jewish masters of the music.
Oh, yeah, from time to time. Yeah, he really let them have it at time to time.
And he explains it. Okay, and this is, then they go into the guy from DePaul, Finkelstein.
Norman Finkelstein. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. He really let them have it in that it's only maybe 60 seconds, but he blasts Elaine Dershowitz for plagiarism in his scholarship regarding Israelia. I mean, it's just absolutely awesome. So anybody who is wondering, what can I do? It's like overwhelming. Well, I've already started doing this, walking my neighborhood streets at appropriate times when people are out walking their children in strollers, whatever, or their dogs. You just have to get out in there. You engage them, and you have, like this one here, End Times Watchman on BitChute about the cultural genocide of Christianity. You know, memorize, say, four of them and just rattle them off, okay? Just rattle them off. The one that I just cited, Serpents of Mankind, I can't remember the exact internet site for that. I think it's on BitChute. Something about meet Spartan guy. Let's see, Trust Christ or Go to Hell, I think is the presenter.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Robert, there's so much. There's so much here. And what's the website for the history review that you cited?
Oh, I put it out there. It's in the archive, but I don't have it in my tabs anymore. I was trying to make room.
Okay.
History review.best. That's what it was.
.bst?
Anyway, Fred. Yeah. .best.
Okay,
but hey, Fred, I gotta go. I got a bunch of stuff I would probably try to pump in here. All right. All right. Take care, man. All right. So I just want to rip through these tabs I got pulled up. So Inspector General's Office, denial of service members, religious exemption request for vaccine refusal violates federal law. Yeah, they don't care about federal law. They don't care about anything. Huge victory. NYC's largest police union wins vaccine mandate case. Judge rules vaccine mandates invalid. So allegedly, Eric Adams is going to hire back all the cops that want to come back. We shall see on this one. Now, this was up on Henry Macau yesterday, and I thought it was interesting. September 24th, low funeral home profits belie toxic vaccine and COVID narratives. Okay, so he's saying this goes against the alt narrative. Park Lawn, a funeral chain with 150 funeral homes and 140 cemeteries in Canada and the U.S., reported a measly 5% increase in revenue from June 21st until June 22. Okay, so where are the COVID deaths? Where are the vaccine deaths? And then Service Corporate International, the largest U.S. funeral service provider, is making money, but nothing noteworthy. Okay, so I can't address whether they are allowed to hide some of this by the gangsters at, you know, government and financial oversight saying, hey, don't publish that you made all this money from all this debt. I know the cemeteries where, you know, I've got relatives buried I reported on this weeks and weeks and weeks ago about fresh graves all over the place. It's weird. Could this be a cover up by these big conglomerates that own tons of funeral homes? They've been taught, hey, don't put your profits out there, because then all the conspiracy people are going to go crazy with it. I don't know. I can't answer that. Dan in Washington. Dan, try to be brief. I got a lot to cover. What's on your mind?
Yeah, real quick, I just wanted to make the point. It makes me sick. Texas Bentley, I like his calls, you know, the information. But yeah, he's got kind of this Alex Jones brainwashing, just talking about, you know, the Nazis. Now, granted, if you're a Polish or Russian nationalist, Nazi doesn't have the same connotation as far as, you know, all about the Jews to them. It, Nazi just
right.
means like crazy.
But how do you like saying, hey, I'm an internationalist, I'm a communist? I mean,
yeah. Well, and that's the thing. It's real disingenuous, and Putin does it too. If you look at those countries, the only way they're ever going to get along, really, is just to blame the Jew. Because if you look at the Polish, the Russians, and the Germans, okay, the Russians could say, okay, Germany, the Kaiser and America helped kill the Tsar, right? The Kaiser let the trainload of Bolsheviks into Russia,
yeah,
killed the Tsar.
Jacob Schiff sent the ball from here.
Yep. Yeah. And then that started the whole Bolshevik Revolution, and they started taking over Europe and led to, you know, Hitler having to get it under.
Well, I mean, hell, even the satellite nations, even in the satellite nation like Bela Kun in Hungary, all the Red Terror running around, and all those nations that had these Jewish communists in charge.
Yeah. If they hide the Jewish question, I mean, that's the center of all these countries. If they could just all name the Jew and apologize to each other for letting the Jew do that to their countries, they could all get along. I could see Germany, Poland, and Russia having some kind of free trade deal and just living happily ever after, really. But it's got to come out.
Well, it's like you let this wacko, psychotic, freaking mafia take over all your countries, and then they began liquidating your people and torturing them and the rest of it. I mean,
right? Yeah. And America's going to have some bad karma. America's been the center of this crap.
Yeah.
You know, I'd say for the last 150 years, so it's got to come down, man. But that's all I got. It's just important to keep naming the Jew and just be honest about things. You know, you're not. Just being honest, telling the truth.
Right. All right, man. Take care of yourself.
Thanks.
Yep. See ya. Newsom signs human composting bill. So the church speaks out against it. But, this is already legalized in Washington, Colorado, and Oregon. It involves placing the body in a reusable container, surrounding it with wood chips, and aerating it to let the microbes and bacteria grow. After about a month, the remains will decompose and be fully transformed into soil. Well, I mean, look at the old school burial practices where they just throw you in a pine box. And I mean, it's pretty much the same thing, I guess. I mean, the whole thing with, you know, putting people full of embalming fluid. I don't know how old this practice is, but I mean, our ancient brethren from way back, I mean, they just dug a hole and threw them in the ground, I'm sure, maybe a pine box or whatever. I mean, kind of interesting, though. I wanted to get this one in. Mr. Producer, play clip 9. Now, this character, Alex Stein, who's like a professional troll, he works over at the Blaze and so forth, and he's the one that talks about, AOC, my favorite big booty Latina, and all that. He trolls Dan Crenshaw all the time, calling him Eye Patch McCain and all that. He hosted a segment on Info. He hosted the show for Alex Jones the other day. As we all know, Alex Jones is up there in Connecticut dealing with Sandy Hook trial, blah, blah, blah. So this one of his guests, Alex Stein's guests, he touches the third rail. Listen to this one. Go ahead and play clip 9.
But what has been kind of hidden is the
the gay casting couch. You know, the day I arrived in Hollywood, they told me when I was offered the job at Warner Brothers that you need to know this town is run by a homosexual and Jewish mafia. And I believe.
Oh my gosh! All right, don't say that. We got to wrap it up. No, be careful what you say on InfoWars. Even here, I don't, we don't want them coming after us. Thank you, Luke.
Anyway, it's pretty funny. Now and then, people brought up the whole thing with InfoWars being affiliated with CNN, Time Warner, and you know, way back when Christopher Bolin was really with the 9/11, his books and his speaking tours. You know, I own a couple of Christopher Bolin's books, but he maintained that InfoWars is part of CNN, Time Warner, and so forth and so on. But it's interesting that he talks about when I was getting a job with Time Warner, I was told the city's controlled by a gay and Jewish mafia. So anyway, let's get I got to play this next week. Let's get clip one ready. We've got a couple minutes to play this. This is about, you know, FedEx and Walmart and all this weird stuff, but go ahead and play it.
This is Dabu 7. A heads up for what looks to be a big event coming around the corner, and it could be a culmination of things strung together. But what we're seeing right now are some ominous signs. We've got some of the biggest CEOs of the biggest companies out there slashing all their inventory ahead of the busiest time of the year. This has people that watch charts and that watch this daily scratching their head and saying, hold on a second. Something's about to happen, or something huge is about to go down. And of course, we've talked about the recession, inflation, all these factors tied in together because of this Biden regime and where they're sending everything. But we had one CEO, the one of FedEx, actually come out and say that he believes this is where it's all going, downhill into a major recession. Maybe these others are just not willing to admit it, but their actions are speaking louder than words. We have Walmart, Target, and other retailers canceling billions of dollars. And it just doesn't make any sense. The holiday season is typically the busiest time of the year. And at this time in 2021, there was actually a great deal of concern that there wouldn't be enough inventory to go around due to the global supply chain problems. Everything's changed now. Now, all of a sudden, the retailers are feverishly canceling orders, trying to make it match the environment from a year ago.
Fascinating, huh? All right, go ahead and stop that. Go ahead and stop
it. When you have this many companies making these moves, and let's look at some of the numbers here. Walmart is admitting that it just canceled billions of...
Okay, now get clip 12 ready. The World Business Council for Sustainable Development, the WBS... Wait, WBCSD. Okay, this has been around for a minute, but this is worth playing, and it kind of ties into what Dabu was saying right there. Go ahead and roll 12. It's pretty crazy.
BSD, that rolls off the tongue. That stands for the World Business Council for Sustainable Development. 3M, Apple, Bloomberg, BMW, Chevron, BP, Dow, DuPont, Google, IBM, IKEA, Kellogg's, Nestle, Procter & Gamble, it just keeps going. This was published way back in October 2020, so it's not even a new thing. They say in the near future, the world may need to resort to lockdowns again, this time to tackle a climate emergency. Wait, how could the climate create an emergency that we need a lockdown to solve? Who cares? They say under a climate lockdown, governments would limit private vehicle use, ban the consumption of red meat, and impose extreme energy-saving measures. Fossil fuel companies would have to stop drilling. To avoid such a scenario, we have to overhaul economics and do capitalism differently.
All right. Pretty fascinating. Got a couple minutes left. I got another clip about a bunch of these big heavyweight stars canceling their concert tours. Okay. Now, Zagami, Leo Zagami, has up on his site, Europe will soon become a nuclear wasteland as the woke West will be crushed for the arrival of the Antichrist. So you got all these companies canceling all these orders. Has the word gone out that there's going to be some sort of nuclear event or some sort of a bomb, okay, scare, whatever. Pro-Putin ideologue predicts World War III as Russian leader calls up 300,000 reservists for war in the Ukraine. So there's people thinking that the United States might somehow false flag itself with some sort of a detonation on our own soil, or maybe the Israelis do it to us. You know, a lot of these embassies supposedly are hot with radiation and so forth. I don't know. Over on All News Pipeline, get cash out of the bank now. Red flags warn of devastating black swan event to lead to complete economic collapse. I guess a lot of people might be getting very, very, let's just say, scared or fearful of what's right around the corner here. And so you're seeing a lot of people in the business community, maybe they've heard something through the grapevine that there's going to be a big event and there's no point in for you to order all this, blah, 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 and there's no reason for you to tour. Now, Anthrax, a big metal band, said they canceled their tour of Europe because it was going to cost three times what they originally thought it was, and that's due to the, you know, complete fragility of the system, the energy costs and everything else, probably lodging, and pretty fascinating what's happening. Hopefully, you know, I don't know, you know, there's probably going to be an event right here in our face, right here. We can't see what it is, but we can kind of sniff it out. We can smell that there's another big op right here around the corner post COVID-19. Now we got this war stuff, and who knows, some sort of a weather event, you know, whether organic or, you know, let's say synthetic, some big deal, and then you can't eat red meat right now. You can't travel more than so-and-so away from your home, unless, I guess, you've got a special pass or, you know, whatever. But thanks, everybody, for listening, and, you know, we're pawns on this chessboard, and these thugs think that we're all expendable, and it looks like they want a bunch of us gone. What we'll do remains to be seen. All right, folks, stay out there and be aware and be ready for what's happening. Keep listening.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.